Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here with Jane Tian, the director of Song Sang Blue, and Jane, producer and interpreter. This film is the story of this young girl that during the summer finds herself, basically. We can say it's a coming of age, a specific, particular coming of age story. Which was the reason for you to choose this topic?
I'm particularly interested in coming of age story because I guess I only just went through that period of time. She's 26, so yeah. For me, it's particularly beautiful and very close related to myself, my own experience. I think youth is the most beautiful phrase in life because you can do silly things, you can be crazy, you know, you do whatever you feel like doing. In a way, it's very beautiful and it's interesting or amazing to explore.
What comes out from your film very clearly is that when we're young, everything is really very sad or very difficult. We see things much more enormous than they are. Let's say that the narrative growth of the lead character is very clear. She becomes a much more mature girl at the end of the film. It was very precise the way you told us this, do you depict this? So I want to ask you, how did you work creatively and also under the point of view of the direction to get this thing done?
其实我觉得在很早的时候
At very early stage, all the main creative crew have already decided that this is a story of Liu Xian growing up. So from every aspect, from the story, from visual, from everything that associated with the film, we tried hard to push into that direction.
Because also the photography is very precise on that. I mean, I was noticing the color. Everything around her is like blue or light blue or light gray, and which is not cold. It's really warm, even if it's not a warm color. So there was a specific, I think there was a specific aim to that, right?
对，其实那我觉得在前期的时候，我们就希望。
So when I work with the DOP, we want to establish the feeling of nostalgic. Which because it's about memories, right? But at the same time, we want to depict also Liu Xian. She is a young girl. You need the vibrant atmosphere around her. So we try to depict both sides of the of these. And during color grading, I think Yof, our colorist, he also helped to strengthened or added in more of both sides, for both parts of our intention. Yeah, it just become nostalgic at the same time, very, very characteristic.
You choose to help us to understand this change, putting an older girl close to this, to our main protagonist. So she is looking up to this girl. She's changed by being in this girl. She could probably be even unconsciously fall in love with her. We don't know, but there is a very strong fascination that she is. And you use this as a tool to, you know, show us even better how Lin changes. Where did you choose this specific mechanism?
打开了那个心扉，让他打开了更多的感官，让他感受到了更多的情感。
The main incentive, let's say, for Liu Xian to grow up is when she sees Ming Mei, the other girl. She's like a ray of light that opens up her world because her world was pure and simple. She sees different ways of living, and that's the base or the main reason that she grew up within this summer. It is because she met the other girl. Yes.
Another fact that shows us that she grows up is the change of relationship towards her father. So at the beginning of the film, she doesn't know, and she doesn't even like him, probably. And then she finds a different person. Or maybe she becomes a different person, so she can look at him in a different way. So that the final dialogue that they have is really touchy, because everybody is... I mean, the man is treating her like an adult. He's talking to her like an adult. Which is something that when you're young, it's very important to feel, right? It was really, really sweet. So... My question is, as a director, how did you work to manage this sweetness and to have it through to us?
我觉得首先父亲这个人物
So the father at the beginning is a bit distant from Liu Xian, even like she even resent him a little bit because she doesn't know him well, understand him well. But through the story, the father also shows Liu Xian that there's another way of being a parent, like the education, how you educate your kids could be different. That's what you're saying about theyou know, treating her as an adult. So that's where she grows as well with that.
其实在当然故事的剧本就是这么写。
Just to answer your how she managed to portray that sweetness, it's, first of all, it's written in the script, but during edit, she tries to use, like, there are different people taking photos in the studio where, again, we see through her eyes there are different types of people, different colors, different lives around people, and then the father comes in, so it's a more subtle and even gentle way of persuade, you know, showing people that their relationship is closer.
So one last question is about the costume for the school show that she does. She chose to use male costume, even because the female one were finished. But she did it like a kind of act of rebellious, or of like not even maybe to be a rebel, but to say I'm here, so I need to be like the others, I need to be considered. And then this costume comes back at the end of the film with a kind of very melancholic and sad touch. So can you tell us more about this, about the symbolism of that?
对，是的，我觉得他理解的非常准确，就是
So interpretation, your interpretation of it is so very precise. So at the beginning, right, she's a teenager. She's introverted and she's, you know, she's quiet, but at the same time, you know, she has herself. So yes, it's almost like a statement that I am here, right? And then in the end, the costume need to be returned, that's to begin with, but secondly, it's almost like a metaphor to see that it's a closing of that summer. You know, she needs to move on to really finding herself. Maybe that's the moment where, you know, she really needs to face the own her. So melancholy is the word to describe that. It is a little bit sad, but also it's looking
looking forward
yes.
to the new life.
Yes.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Jane Hian, the director of Songs in Blue, and to Jane, producer and translator. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.